Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The presidential candidates have campaigned vigorously ahead of today's election day. For his last event, President Trump addressed supporters in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That was the place where he held his last rally in 2016 before winning the presidency. Last night, Trump cheered rallygoers with his enthusiasm.
We made history together 4 years ago, and tomorrow we're going to make history once again.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden focused heavily on Pennsylvania in his campaigning on Monday. He'll do that again today, as NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
The Democratic presidential nominee intends to travel to both Scranton and Philadelphia. Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will travel to Detroit, Michigan. It's a sign the campaign is trying to pull off big wins by boosting Election Day turnout in states where they think they have an advantage. But election results might be slow to show that because of delays in processing mail-in ballots. Biden's campaign manager made a comment yesterday that under no scenario can Donald Trump be declared the victor on election night, despite what the president might try to claim. Democrats insist they've built up an advantage among early votes in key states like North Carolina. So in order for the president to win, he'll need huge numbers of his supporters to show up on election day. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The nonprofit U.S. Elections Project says nearly 100 million Americans have voted early ahead of Election Day. Most of that has been through mail ballots that have been returned. A group of Republican activists in Texas has tried and failed to get about 127,000 ballots thrown out in the most populous county in Texas, Harris County. They had claimed that drive-through voting was unconstitutional. Harris County is home to Houston, a typically Democratic stronghold that has seen heavy voter turnout. A federal judge rejected the lawsuit, saying the activists did not have standing to sue. A federal appeals court also rejected the case. Alabama voters are deciding whether to give incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones a full term in office. From member station WBHM, Andrew Yeager reports that Jones is considered the most vulnerable Democrat who is up for re-election in the Senate.
Jones narrowly won a special election in December 2017, becoming the first Democrat elected to the Senate from the state in 25 years. This time around, Jones faces a challenge from Republican Tommy Tuberville. Tuberville was a former Auburn University football coach. It's his first run for office. Tuberville has run a low-key campaign, banking on deeply red Alabama returning to form by putting a Republican in the Senate. Jones has far outraised his opponent and insists he can beat the political odds for a second time. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
You're listening to NPR News. A terrorist attack in the capital of Austria, Vienna, has left at least five people dead. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports more than a dozen other people are wounded.
The attack began at 8 in the evening when at least one suspect armed with a rifle, handgun, and a fake suicide belt began shooting people in the heart of the Austrian capital who were out at restaurants and bars just hours before the start of a nationwide coronavirus-related lockdown. Police described a chaotic scene with several exchanges of gunfire. One gunman was later killed by police. Austria's interior minister called him an Islamic State sympathizer, adding that the police had searched his apartment. The police are still searching for possible accomplices, and officials are urging people to stay indoors. Schools in Vienna have also been closed. World leaders, including President Trump, have condemned the attacks and offered condolences to the victims and their families. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Meanwhile, Austria's interior minister also says the one gunman killed had been sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison last year. He had tried to travel to Syria to join ISIS. He was released from prison late last year due to laws applying to young adults. He has Austrian citizenship as well as citizenship from North Macedonia. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Eta, very near the coast of Central America, has top sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. It's a strong Category 4 storm, close to the top-ranked level, Category 5. The major hurricane is poised to make landfall on the coast of Nicaragua. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.